Note-taking. Now, you will listen to a talk twice. As you listen, take notes to capture the main ideas and supporting details. These notes will assist you in answering comprehension questions afterwards. Your notes will not be graded.
Changing a country's name is not just a matter of replacing a word on a map. It often reflects a deeper desire to reclaim identity, correct historical injustice, or improve how the country is seen in the world. In recent years, several nations have changed their official names for reasons that range from politics to national pride. But what exactly motivates such a big decision? One of the most common reasons is breaking away from a colonial past. Many countries in Africa and Asia were named by colonial powers and later decided to adopt names that better reflected their native history. For instance, Rhodesia was renamed Zimbabwe in 1980, following independence from British colonial rule. The new name comes from Great Zimbabwe, the ancient city that symbolizes the country's pre-colonial history. As Zimbabwean historian Terence Muzamburi explains, it was more than a name change. It was a powerful statement that we were taking back control of our story. Similarly, Ceylon officially became Sri Lanka in 1972. The new name, which means resplendent island in Sanskrit, was chosen to reflect the country's cultural and linguistic roots. In an interview with the BBC, former Prime Minister Sirimavo Bandaranaike stated, "Ceylon was a name given to us. Sri Lanka is who we have always been." Another motivation is the desire to promote a more accurate or inclusive national identity. When Burma became Myanmar in 1989, the government argued that the name Burma only represented one ethnic group, the Bamar, whereas Myanmar is a more neutral term that includes the country's many ethnic communities. While the change remains politically controversial, it reflects a wider attempt to redefine national unity. In some cases, countries change their names to reclaim indigenous language and pride. In 2018, Swaziland officially became Eswatini. King Mswati III explained, "African countries, on getting independence, reverted to their ancient names before they were colonized. So from now on, the Kingdom of Swaziland will be known as the Kingdom of Eswatini." The move was also meant to reduce confusion with Switzerland, which had caused issues in international affairs and tourism. But name changes are not always just about history, sometimes they are about marketing and image. In 2022, Turkey asked the international community to refer to it as Türkiye, its name in Turkish. President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan said, "Türkiye is the best representation and expression of the Turkish people's culture, civilization, and values." Some observers also noted that the change distances the country from the English word Turkey, which can carry negative or confusing associations. The small European country Czech Republic made a similar move in 2016, adopting the shorter form Czechia for use in sporting and international branding. "It's not a change of name," explained Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek. "It's about having a more practical version of our name, like France instead of the French Republic. Occasionally, names are changed to resolve diplomatic disputes." In 2019, Macedonia became North Macedonia after a long disagreement with Greece, which has a northern region also called Macedonia. The name change was a key step toward joining NATO and the EU. "We are writing a new page of our history," said Prime Minister Zoran Zaev at the time. "This decision protects our national identity while opening doors to our future." In the end, changing a country's name is rarely simple. It involves updating documents, maps, and even citizens' identities. But for many nations, the benefits, cultural pride, historical justice, and international recognition, make it worth the effort. As the examples show, a name is not just what a country is called, it's what it stands for. Changing a country's name is not just a matter of replacing a word on a map. It often reflects a deeper desire to reclaim identity, correct historical injustice, or improve how the country is seen in the world. In recent years, several nations have changed their official names for reasons that range from politics to national pride. But what exactly motivates such a big decision? One of the most common reasons is breaking away from a colonial past. Many countries in Africa and Asia were named by colonial powers and later decided to adopt names that better reflected their native history. For instance, Rhodesia was renamed Zimbabwe in 1980, following independence from British colonial rule. The new name comes from Great Zimbabwe, the ancient city that symbolizes the country's pre-colonial history. As Zimbabwean historian Terence Muzamburi explains, it was more than a name change. It was a powerful statement that we were taking back control of our story. Similarly, Ceylon officially became Sri Lanka in 1972. The new name, which means resplendent island in Sanskrit, was chosen to reflect the country's cultural and linguistic roots. In an interview with the BBC, former Prime Minister Sirimavo Bandaranaike stated, "Ceylon was a name given to us. Sri Lanka is who we have always been." Another motivation is the desire to promote a more accurate or inclusive national identity. When Burma became Myanmar in 1989, the government argued that the name Burma only represented one ethnic group, the Bamar, whereas Myanmar is a more neutral term that includes the country's many ethnic communities. While the change remains politically controversial, it reflects a wider attempt to redefine national unity. In some cases, countries change their names to reclaim indigenous language and pride. In 2018, Swaziland officially became Eswatini. King Mswati III explained, "African countries, on getting independence, reverted to their ancient names before they were colonized. So from now on, the Kingdom of Swaziland will be known as the Kingdom of Eswatini." The move was also meant to reduce confusion with Switzerland, which had caused issues in international affairs and tourism. But name changes are not always just about history, sometimes they are about marketing and image. In 2022, Turkey asked the international community to refer to it as Türkiye, its name in Turkish. President Recep Tayyip Erdoğan said, "Türkiye is the best representation and expression of the Turkish people's culture, civilization, and values." Some observers also noted that the change distances the country from the English word Turkey, which can carry negative or confusing associations. The small European country Czech Republic made a similar move in 2016, adopting the shorter form Czechia for use in sporting and international branding. "It's not a change of name," explained Czech Foreign Minister Lubomír Zaorálek. "It's about having a more practical version of our name, like France instead of the French Republic. Occasionally, names are changed to resolve diplomatic disputes." In 2019, Macedonia became North Macedonia after a long disagreement with Greece, which has a northern region also called Macedonia. The name change was a key step toward joining NATO and the EU. "We are writing a new page of our history," said Prime Minister Zoran Zaev at the time. "This decision protects our national identity while opening doors to our future." In the end, changing a country's name is rarely simple. It involves updating documents, maps, and even citizens' identities. But for many nations, the benefits, cultural pride, historical justice, and international recognition, make it worth the effort. As the examples show, a name is not just what a country is called, it's what it stands for.
This is the end of note-taking. Now you will be given some questions to answer.